Blue states California and New York experience six-figure population decrease. By Hannah Blow on January 2, 2023. Both California and New York experienced a six-figure population decrease since 2020, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Despite the U.S. resident population increasing by 0.4%, or 1,256,003, over the last year, the late December data found that blue states have suffered. Indeed, both California and New York are considered to be in the top five most populous states overall, yet both experienced six-figure losses since 2020. On April 1, 2020, New York had a population of 20,201,230. That decreased to 19,857,492 as of July 1, 2021, and it fell even further to 19,677,151 in July 2022. Similarly, California experienced a significant loss as well, with a population of 39,538,245 on April 1, 2020. That decreased to 39,142,991 as of July 1, 2021, only to fall even further, to 39,029,342, 1 year later. 18 states overall saw a population decrease last year, with blue states standing as the biggest losers numerically, according to the report. 18 states experienced a population decline in 2022, compared to 15 in D.C. the prior year. California, with a population of 39,029,342, and Illinois, with a population of 12,582,032, also had six-figure decreases in resident population. Both states' declining populations were largely due to net domestic outmigration, totaling 343,230 and 141,656, respectively. New York also saw the biggest decline in terms of percentage, 0.9%. California experienced a decrease of 0.3%. Texas and Florida stand as the two states that saw the largest increase in terms of numerical growth, both well into the six-figure range. Per the report, increasing by 470,708 people since July 2021, Texas was the largest gaining state in the nation, reaching a total population of 30,029,572. By crossing the 30 million population threshold this past year, Texas joins California as the only states with a resident population above 30 million. Growth in Texas last year was fueled by gains from all three components: net domestic migration, 230,961, net international migration, 118,614, and natural increase, 118,159. It, Florida, was also the second largest gaining state behind Texas, with an increase of 416,754 residents. Net migration was the largest contributing component of change to Florida's growth, adding 444,484 residents. New York had the largest annual numeric and percent population decline, decreasing by 180,341, minus 0.9%. Net domestic migration, minus 299,557, was the largest contributing component to the state's population decline. California's loss is of particular note, as Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has sharply criticized red state governors while encouraging residents of those states to flock to California, even doing so in his 4th of July message last year, to no avail. Newsom also spent his year criticizing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., specifically, attempting to convince the public that they are frauds. DeSantis won his re-election in Florida by roughly 1.5 million votes, and Abbott won his as well, besting Democrat Beto O'Rourke by over 887,000 votes.